Praise the Lord and good morning. This is your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I'm on with you, and you're with me for about 30 minutes or so in the presence of the Lord. Well, you're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Friday, October the 4th. Shall someone say, thank God. It is Friday. God brought us through this great, this week of momentous events, and he brought us through safely, and I would think that you're in good shape. Welcome to our program, and you're truly a friend of God, that you would be up on the watch early in the morning, just like Jesus did in Mark 1:15. He got up early in the morning to pray. So we're following his pattern. He left us an example, and we're following that. So welcome to our program today. And if you have a birthday in this month, and I do, I may sound like I'm doing a commercial for my own, but that's not the case. I'm just audit how many people that I do know that have a birthday in this month. And mine is on the 9th. I think that's somewhere next week, I think Tuesday or something like that. And I truly thank the Lord for seeing another one of those. It's a great thing to be in the land of the living. I trust that you're doing fine today. And I guess you're wanting to know, how am I doing? Well, I'm glad that you asked. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and truly, 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 I'm blessed. So I thank God for having the opportunity to be with you. Today, our program title is True Wealth. That is our program title today. In fact, let me give you the whole thing. True Wealth, the One Source. Yes, True Wealth, the One Source. And as you know, the U.S. government is closed for business. it's awesome, really, to think of it. However, isn't it wonderful to know that heaven is always open for business? Our Father in heaven is always calling for you, or rather waiting for your call. You can readily get through to him through Jesus Christ. You may find it difficult to place your confidence in politicians, but in him you can. So we're glad that you joined us for live prayer on today. Now, I'm quickly opening up all of our lines so that we can hear each other readily and communicate with each other as well as with the Lord. If you have a praise report, please bring it forward to us. We would love to entertain that praise report, which will encourage our hearts, because we do have confidence in the Lord. And if, in fact, you have a prayer request, please let us know, because heaven is open for business. Isn't it true? Heaven is absolutely open. And while we are waiting for that occurrence, allow me, please, to share with you a scripture from the Word of God. And it's Psalm 110. And it says, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy majesty from the womb of the dawn, you will receive the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the earth. He will drink from a brook beside the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. This is all being recorded by the Holy Spirit concerning Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And so that is why we have confidence in him. So we can bring all of our petitions, intercessions, our prayers before him, because he is seated at the right hand, on the right hand, on his throne of his Father in heaven. The right hand is the hand. It's the hand of favor. And so he's in total favor because he is the awesome Son, proved himself so. So he's interceding for us. That's what his work is presently. He is also the captain of our faith. So if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to let us in on that, or a praise report, whichever one comes first to you. Today, we are meditating on James chapter 1, verse 17. And if we listen to it, here's what it says. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Let's repeat that, please. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. Well, the Lord is giving us a glimpse of a facet, of one facet of his character, his attributes, his heart. He's saying, I am the one source of all true wealth. That's what he wants us to meditate on today. Even as we face every challenge, every giant that stands before us, he is whispering in your heart and in my heart, I am the one source of all true wealth. So that's good reason for confidence, even more so than we have in human government. He is the one source. True wealth, the one source. That's none other than the Father himself. Let's go to prayer. I have a praise report first, and then I want to thank God. My heart is filled with a praise, because we've been praying for a sister by the name of Tammy, and we were thinking about her. She's in our heart because God is doing a wonderful work in her life, thanks to your prayers. And so yesterday she came to our office, and she was all lit up and glowing, facing challenges. However, God is moving. God is doing a complete work, and it can be seen in her face, because it's showing on our countenance what is going on the inside. And so she came and specifically to ask for prayer, and so she did receive that, and was greatly encouraged. And I did text her at the last minute, in fact, just a little while ago, asking her to come on. I don't know if she's up or not, but it would be great if she's on, and we'll hear her voice and perhaps even get a quick testimony from her. However, that's my praise report among many. I'll just give that one for today. But may we go to prayer. And what's on the agenda today is, one of the things is that we want to ask God to shatter any strongholds that may be on us that's not akin to His nature. And you know, as we move about in the world today, we do get dirt on us and stains, and there are things that cling to us. And so we want to have God shatter the strongholds. Now, strongholds in themselves are not bad things. You want to have a stronghold of prayer, and you do have that. Stronghold of love in the Lord, for the Lord, and to be used by the Lord. All those are wonderful strongholds, but there are some negative ones that we want to make sure that they're not clinging to us. If they're there, well, we want them to be shattered. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are standing on the truth of your word. You said you would give us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we would bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth would be loosed in the heavens, according to Matthew 16 and 18. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our wills to the will of God, that we will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives. We bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived by many subtle deceptions of the world and the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you and we bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus Christ. You said if we confess our sin, you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And right now, we are open and available for cleansing, ready to maintain the righteousness of Christ, which covers us and allows us access and entrance into your holy and righteous presence. We want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ, the miracle-working power that it gives to restore, to heal, and to keep us safe. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us think and believe. We do not want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. We want to think and act as Jesus would have us act. We bind our feet to paths of righteousness, that every step we take will be steady and true all day long on this day. We also bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives, so that we will continue to die daily to our own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the strong man so that we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. We command him to repay in Jesus' name. We take back rights that we have that were taken from us. We take those back now. We loose the strong man's influence over every part of our body, our soul, and our spirit. We loose and we crush and we smash and destroy every evil device that he may try to bring into our sphere of influence during this day. And because of the victory that you've given to us, we maintain a repentant spirit. We repent for every wrong desire, every wrong attitude and pattern of thinking that we've had. We ask to be forgiven for holding on to wrong ideas, desires, and behaviors, and habits, according to 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. We renounce and reject these things in the name of our Lord and King Jesus Christ. And we loose every wrong attitude, every pattern of thinking that's unlike you, every belief that's unlike you, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. We bring it under subjection right now. Every behavior, every habit that we ever learned, and we loose the strongholds around them that would keep us from being completely surrendered to your will for our lives. We loose doubt, the spirit of doubt. We command you to leave right now and be replaced by the spirit of confidence in your word, your promises, and who you are to us as our Lord and King. The spirit of confusion, we loose that from ourselves right now. In the name of Jesus, we bound ourselves to the mind of Christ and loose every wrong thought and evil imaginations that will keep us from being in sweet unity with you. We bind and loose these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who has given us the awesome keys to do so. Amen and amen. And I trust that you have embraced wherever our sound is being heard on this day, that you have embraced that prayer for yourself in a very personal way, so that the enemy is kept at bay, is kept away from you. He has to maintain a distance from you, because you submitted, you've humbled yourselves. We have humbled ourselves before his mighty throne. It says that God gives grace. That's his word, that's his promise to the humble. He resists the proud. We want him to find us a sweet aroma. We want to find him a sweet presence as we get closer and closer to him, and he comes closer to us word, so that we will be able to stand like David before any giant with great confidence, knowing that we are the circumcised, we are the circumcision of the Lord. So we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What confidence can we have? Awesome confidence.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Awesome confidence. Well,
thank you, God.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Is there a prayer request or a praise
Lord.
Report? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We are hearing a wonderful voice coming in. Please speak.
Good morning to the saints of God. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Thank God for life on this morning. I have a prayer request. I would like to lift up my co-worker. Her name is Gloria Williams. She received news on last Monday that her brother had a heart attack while driving, and so he ended up in a terrible accident and he passed away. And so they're lifting up her family, and even as they travel, because this took place in Barbados, they haven't received the go ahead yet for the release of his body, but we just want to lift them up in prayer that God said that he would comfort those that mourn. And so we just ask him, God, to put his arms around her, comfort her and her family, and even as they make arrangements to travel to Barbados, that we take them in safety and that all will be well in Jesus' name.
Amen. What a burden that must be. And again, the Lord is the one source of all wealth, and wealth covers so many things, not just money or material things. The riches that comes from heaven includes comfort, compassion, and all of those things. So we're going to intercede for the Williams, Gloria Williams herself, her family, and all concerning this bereavement and occasion of grief that they are experiencing. Father, we come to you because you are the one stop, the one source that we can come to, knowing that everything that we need is right there. It's in you. It's part of who you are. And so we thank you, Lord, that your word did say that we will worship you in spirit and in truth. And you're spirit, and we're spirit, and we're connected and in a powerful way, so we can lift up others, not just ourselves, in your presence. Father, we lift up Gloria Williams right now. You know her state of mind, her spirit. You know her situation intimately. And you know that there's bereavement in the family. In her family, there's grief right now. There's much sadness because of the parting of a loved one. And this situation is grievous to them. And Father, they must pull themselves together. They must gather up themselves together in the midst of this situation, and they must move on the great burden of grief. They must travel. They must do all of the things. They must have presence of mind and focus. And Father, we pray and ask for all of those things for them right now, that they are able to stand in the midst of great grief and great sadness. They're able to pull together as one family in order to be able to have a great farewell to their loved one who has left this earth. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that they are sensing in their spirit even now, a peace that passes all understanding. We send that to them directly. We deliver that to them first class in the name of Jesus. Even now, peace, your peace, like only you can give. And they sense your compassion, your identification with their situation right now. Father, we ask for safe travel for them, safe means that they'll all be able to get there, all of the family that desire to, you would provide for them, that they would be able to get together and to the homegoing of their loved one, the passing of their loved one, celebrate the life of their loved one. And Father, they'd have safety as they go and as they return. Father, begin to heal. Begin to heal the torn parts of their minds and spirits, even now, Lord, of their soul, because of the separation that has just occurred. In Jesus' name, we thank you for a great testimony right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise his holy name. Yes. We thank you. Thank you for that prayer request that allows us to function as we were designed to. And we're believing that this family will find this occasion not simply tragic, but also an occasion of opportunity to really connect with God in a powerful way. So we thank you for that prayer request. Is there another prayer request or a praise report that you will be able to offer and encourage our hearts with? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, the government is closed for business. Heaven is open for business. Yeah, heaven is never closed for business. And that's what it's coming down to, friend. There's coming a time when these disruptions of day-to-day living that comes from human actions will no longer plague us. We will be on continuous kingdom and eternal time with God, where He rules. Christ comes and rules right from Jerusalem. His seat of power. Heaven comes down to earth. Now, that's too glorious for us to imagine. It's difficult for us to process that. But there is a day coming. I don't know that it'll be in your lifetime or mine. I think not. For all kinds of reasons. Don't think I don't want to have that happen yesterday. But it's just that there's some housekeeping yet that God has to do on this earth in order for that to come about. So, but it will. So let your hearts gravitate towards that and hunger and thirst after that. And that's what is impelling us and motivating us to do what we're doing today. Father, we thank you for each prayer partner that's on today. You know the challenges that each one of us will face today. You know precisely what those challenges are. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we're testifying even now of the victory that awaits us in every situation today. There's total victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for each person. You ordained this day. You ordained it. You created it. And we're therefore rejoicing in it. We are rejoicing because you gave us this day so graciously, and we thank you. And this is the day that we truly can walk in all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let me quickly give a praise report on what is happening, what God is doing for this program that we're on. God is just great. Right now, we're way over 16,000.
Wow.
Listens to our program. So this program is reaching many. It's having people are finding it a blessing, and it's because of you. So I wanted to share that with you because of your commitment and to this program and to the purpose for this program. And so I thank you so much. I could not achieve that just by myself. But God has given us a great purpose to pray great things, to shift and cause the atmosphere to shift in individual lives and families, situations, and in nations. And so I just wanted to update you that people are accessing our stream through all manner of connectivity. You know, they're using smartphones. We're able to track every single access to our programs because everything is wired, you know, it's internet. And so we get reports weekly and of what is going on with our program. Now, so we can set goals now. We can say, Lord, we would like to reach 100,000. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So Mm-hmm. We're exercising our faith. We're stretching ourselves in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I did not know when we initiated this that we would have that kind of reach. I just knew that God wanted us to do it. So we thank you for being on board with us, being a supporter of the program. And this program is still under development. And so there's lots of things yet that the Lord has been placing on my heart that he wants to want us to be involved with and you're sharing. So I want to thank you, and I want to bless you today. May God have his face shine upon you, that he would be gracious to you, and that this weekend would be a remarkable weekend for you, particularly in your worship experience this weekend. If you're worshiping with us, of course, we're looking forward to seeing you. And but if you're not, wherever you are, wherever you're worshiping, please know that God will meet you there. And I'm sure he has a word that will cause you to stretch and to grow. So may he bless you and keep you until we meet again on this coming Monday morning at 6 o'clock, God willing. And we know that heaven will be open for business. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. May God bless you richly. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, because the word is true.
You are God Almighty.
And I thank God, what you said you would do. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.